Danielle Moody here, host of the Woke AF Daily podcast. We've been with iHeart for a year, and what a year it has been. As we head deeper into 2024 and yet another life-changing election cycle, Woke AF Daily is here to keep you sane and woke. Make Woke AF Daily your podcast destination for 2024 election news and analysis. Listen to Woke AF Daily Season 5 on the iHeart Radio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
The Therapy for Black Girls podcast is your space to explore mental health, personal development, and all of the small decisions we can make to become the best possible versions of ourselves. I'm your host, Dr. Joy Harden Bradford, a licensed psychologist in Atlanta, Georgia, and I can't wait for you to join the conversation every Wednesday. Listen to the Therapy for Black Girls podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts. Take good care, and we'll see you there.
Bring a little optimism into your life with The Bright Side, a new kind of daily podcast from Hello Sunshine, hosted by me, Danielle Robay.
And me, Simone Boyce. Every weekday, we're bringing you conversations about culture, the latest trends, inspiration, and so much more.
I am so excited about this podcast, The Bright Side. You guys are giving people a chance to shine a light on their lives, shine a light on a little advice that they want to share.
Listen to The Bright Side on America's number one podcast network, iHeart. Open your free iHeart app and search The Bright Side.
Among the most successful, innovative business leaders in the music industry, veteran music executive and Diverse Media CEO Benny Pugh has shaped the sound and culture of music worldwide. His nearly 30 years of experience, dedication, and determination have propelled him to the forefront of the music industry as the influential guide in delivering radio hits for superstar artists such as Jay-Z, Rihanna, Mary J. Blige, Kanye West, Travis Scott, Future, DJ Khaled, Yo Gotti, and 21 Savage. Earning notable award and recognition as the 2017 Hitmaker from Variety Magazine, Benny Pugh was named Record Executive of the Year at 2018's Urban One Honors Awards, as well as the 2019 Power of Influence Awards, and was recently the featured speaker at one of the largest global media conglomerates in the world, ITP Media Group's International Conference in Dubai. Truly a modern-day master of promotions and marketing, with an unmatched eye and ear for talent, Pugh is now blazing his own trail as an entrepreneur, having made significant contributions to the entertainment industry via executive positions at powerhouse labels from Motown Records and Def Jam to Epic Records and Roc Nation. Pugh is not slowing down when it comes to building upon his legacy and delivering overall greatness to the masses. Here with us to discuss his remarkable career in the music industry, business, and creative entrepreneurship, as well as his new book, On Impact, Life, Leadership, and Almost Losing It All, we have our very special guest, veteran music executive, entrepreneur, and author, Mr. Benny Pugh. This is the Black Information Network Daily Podcast, and I am your host, Ramses Ja. So welcome to the show, brother. How you doing?
Man, I'm phenomenal. How about yourself, man?
Man, I'm thriving, man. It's an honor to talk to you, man. I've heard the name over the years, and just an honor to sit and have this conversation with you today.
I feel the same way.
Yes, sir. So let's start at the beginning. This is what we like to do around here. Share a little bit about yourself, your upbringing, and what led you to the career path that you ended up choosing.
You know, it's quite amazing. I was, I'm from White Plains, New York. Mm-hmm. Grew up in the suburbs outside of Manhattan. 5 years old, my mother kind of disciplined us early in life on saving, which what I think has been like the cornerstone of all of our decisions that we were disciplined. You know, my mom's was a devout Christian. Mm-hmm. And, you know, all of her teachings and the principles of the Bible were very integral in our lives that gave us the foundation. Kind of like fell into the music business as an adult. I used to do stand up while I was in college at St. John's University. And during that time, the young lady from Motown Records booked me for a show. And at the end of the show, she asked me what was my plan. And I hadn't even thought that through yet. You know, I hadn't put together my resume, didn't know what the next steps were. Yeah. But she asked me, why don't I come on down and be her intern? And at that point in my life, you know, I was a sales guy. So I had no idea what an intern was or what an internship would be. So, you know, like any other sales guy, I said, yeah, I could do it. Mm-hmm. Went down to Motown Records in my 3-piece suit and my wingtips and my briefcase, and think of music companies then are kind of were similar to tech companies now. You know, everybody's fly, cool, like kind of like yourself right now, right?
I appreciate it.
You see how you're doing? So when I got off the elevator, people looked at me either like I was the FBI or someone that was definitely on the wrong floor. And that was my introduction to the music business.
Okay. So let's fast forward a bit. You just released your first book, which is making its debut, Topping the Charts. I want to give you congratulations on that. The book is entitled On Impact, Life, Leadership, and Almost Losing It All. And you reference that book as a book that God put in you. And you also mentioned that impact is an acronym. So, you know, all these things together, tell us about the book, tell us about the acronym and sort of what inspired it as well.
So I was in a near-death car accident. August 31st, 2014, was invited to a barbecue and went all wrong real fast. Got into a car with a friend and he passed out while we were, literally just going around the corner. And at that point, we were barreling through the neighborhood in excess of 90 miles an hour. Mm. Crashed into a tree. And in that moment, me being the passenger, I sustained a level 2 concussion. I was when you black out between 1 and 5 minutes, L3, L4 vertebrae fracture, bulging disc in my back, lacerated liver, which led me to lose half my blood supply. And we hit the tree so hard that it severed 2 feet of my small intestine. And in that moment, that's when God put the book inside of me called On Impact. And IMPACT is an acronym that stands for intuition, mastery, pivot, authenticity, connection, and teamwork. Wow. And what it does is takes the reader through my life from 11 years old, delivering newspapers to modern day with an undercurrent of music. And at the end of each chapter, I put together what's called the hit list, which are takeaways from each chapter that people can apply their lives to. Since I've gone from paperboy to president and intern to CEO, I feel I'm the person that can speak and touch everyone at their level.
So if someone were to ask, who is this book written for? Just so that we know, you know, who to send out to the bookstores to grab the book or, you know, online to grab the book. Who
do you know, it's so fascinating. You know, it's so fascinating. That question in the beginning, like most publishing houses ask you, you know, demo and, you know, all the specific analytics so that they can apply it. And the process of putting this book together, I never thought about an individual segment. I really thought about the benefit of the whole and that this could be a book that, you know, whether you were 6 to 60, you can enjoy and take away the principles. And in doing it, it's just been so rewarding to realize that a friend of mine reached out and sent me a photo of her child who's 10 years old, who goes, I can't stop putting this book down, as well as Miss Kathy Hughes, who's, you know, a media magnate, who said, I've read your book 3 times. Mm-hmm. So it's taking you through the gamut of someone in school who's enjoying it and someone at the highest order of business who actually gets the benefits as well. So that's exactly who it's for. People who are looking for answers to questions, inspiration, motivation, you know, impact in business, picking yourself up and figuring out how to move forward through faith.
Mm-hmm. Now, you know what? In the intro, we touched on your very storied career, you know, from the artists that you work with to the positions that you've held to the way that you have left your own fingerprint on the entirety of the music industry. And just a life well lived. And obviously the book is going to give a lot of folks some insight, some folks who really have that entrepreneurial spirit, some insight into how to make things happen, how to find, you know, deeper levels of truth inside themselves and so forth. But one of the things that I've learned very early on is that successful people leave very large footprints. And if you choose to find them, you can follow. So you're not just an author. You've also started a full service global music distribution and publishing company. I want you to tell our listeners about that.
So what was interesting during my journey of 30 years in the music business, working with some of the biggest stars in the world, you know, I was the guy who delivered radio hits for, you know, Mary J, Rihanna, Jeezy, Mariah Carey, Justin Bieber, Ludacris, and the list goes, Lionel Richie, John Legend, you know, the list goes on and delivering number one records. And what I realized while I was in the music business, that it afforded me a great opportunity, one, not just to touch artists, but also to touch executives. Mm-hmm. You know, I've given a lot of executives now who are rising in the ranks, their first opportunity equally. So it's all about expanding and growing and pushing people forward is how it's been for me. Stepping out on my own was the next step and the culmination for where I'm going in this life, especially after the accident, realizing the value of time and what's most important in the direction that I would be moving in. And so that's where I came up with D-Verse Media, which is going to give the independent artists an opportunity to, one, not only just to commit to their art, but also to learn the business. Because what happens is that you're so focused on the art that you forget that it still is the music business. Mm. And what I've learned is that the discipline is equally important, kind of like where we started in this conversation. At 5 years old, my mother gave me the opportunity to understand the power of the dollar, right? Regardless of where it would lead me, but also too, for artists right now, I want to give them the opportunity to understand, like, you know, your life as an artist is a business.
Yeah, absolutely. And again, you know, for folks, I remember reading a book when I was younger, Everything You Need to Know About the Music Industry.
The music business, yeah.
The music business, exactly. Uh-huh. I might have been 16, 17 years old, but that was the only book. And that was not written from a perspective of a Black man. That was not, it didn't have the same entrepreneurial overtones to it and so forth. And so I've since then learned that, you know, obviously hip hop has evolved. The music industry has evolved in its entirety to be much more entrepreneurial in nature. There's a lot more branches that reach out into other areas of, you know, popular culture. And I think that, you know, your book speaks to a modern music industry and a modern entrepreneur who wants to make a go, not just in the music business, but in life in general. And so this is why I'm more than co-signing it for those folks who often come to me and say, hey, so how did you get to where you are? That's this sort of stuff. It's just, it's excellent. And I also want to move forward because your entrepreneurial spirit doesn't stop there. I learned this. You have a real estate management company as well with over 100 properties in its portfolio. So I want you to tell us about how that, where that came from and what sort of inspired that.
So the inspiration came from living in Westchester in a 5-family house. And my parents and my sister and I, we lived on the third floor. And it was really interesting because there was not much insulation. So in the winter, you know, our apartment was really cold and the summer was really hot. Mm. But what I realized, the freedom that my parents had by owning the home, and how that happened was my father was very handy. So he was able to do the repairs for the home, for the landlord, you know, the electrical, the plumbing, took care of the grounds, as well as maintained, you know, full-time employment. And my mother, she worked at the post office and she loved her work. So when the opportunity came for the house, the woman's the landlord was moving back to Kansas. She gave my parents the opportunity to purchase the home, but they didn't have the initial deposit. So what she did, she financed it to him or held the paper. Since she'd owned the house outright, she was able to extend, you know, credit to my parents and make it, you know, obviously you don't have to go through the same kind of strenuous and taxing regimens that you would at a bank. So that gave them the opportunity for ownership. And watching my father then at that point have the freedom of choosing how he wanted to live. My mother, she had the insurances for us. So it just gave like a very unique perspective to me on home value and what's the value of ownership. So as I fast forward into the music business, when I first entered in and realized that there weren't many salt and pepper hair black men walking around music companies in their 50s, mm-hmm. I knew that I'd have to prepare my own exit. So every bonus that I received for like the first 20 years, I bought either a condo, co-op, single family, multi-unit, mixed unit, residential, and even got to the point of owning a city block. So that was my plan, was to prepare for my exit with, you know, the opportunities that were given to me.
Mm. And now you have that number all the way up to over 100 properties.
We're right around there. We're right around there.
Okay.
Taking advantage of the market now.
Sure, it's sure. Rightfully so. Absolutely. Yeah.
We are here today with veteran music executive, entrepreneur, and author, Mr. Benny Pugh, discussing his longtime extraordinary career in the music industry, business, and creative entrepreneurship, as well as his new book, On Impact, Life, Leadership, and Almost Losing It All.
And like I said, you know, successful people, they often leave, you know, huge footprints. And I think that that's, mm-hmm. that shows kind of your capacity to forecast what the future might bring, which is very important for anybody, you know, not in any industry, is to prepare for your tomorrows and taking bonuses and using those to acquire passive income so that when you're, I wouldn't say no longer viable, because you very much are still viable. But, you know, if you decide that you want to take your life back and live it on your own terms, you'll have a bit of a cushion there. So, again, not only a life well lived, but a lesson well taught to, you know, folks that look up to you and folks like you. And speaking of which, you know, I kind of went back and forth on asking a question, you know, what advice would you give to a younger person who wants to, you know, follow in your footsteps? And I didn't really love that question because there's so many different people. And they could all use different bits of advice, you know, on their journey. But, you know, maybe you didn't know that you would be the man that you are today at a point. So I wanted to ask you, what advice would you give your younger self? Let's say the 11-year-old, where we started in the book.
No, it's interesting. So looking back at me then and answering that question now, I would definitely say stay convicted to your inner self. Like, you know, authenticity is really important. And I think that word is overused, but the value of it is, the meaning of it is what's really important. And I realized as I got older, my frequency, the ability to discern situations, opportunities, and not, as I defined it and refined it, realizing that I was truly in control of all of the decisions that I made. Mm. So what I would say to my younger self or to people is, don't be afraid not to listen to yourself. Because what happens sometimes, you already have the answer, but you sway against what popular opinion might be. And that's when mistakes actually open, become present. Because you want to go against what you already know in some circumstances. Some things you have to learn, some things you're taught, you know, some things happen over time. But, you know, when you're making hardcore decisions, you know, and all the information is presented, believe and bet on yourself. Mm. And ultimately, you can become comfortable with whatever the outcome is.
Mm. I like that. All right. So let's switch gears into, you know, PR mode. Because we got a few things that we want to plug, make sure that we can get folks to tap in with you. You're putting on the inaugural It's Your Time conference that's scheduled for January 14th and 15th of next year, 2023. That's in Charlotte, North Carolina. So tell our audience a little bit more about this event, what they can expect, how it came to be, so forth and so on.
So it's also, think about this. This is the evolution of and culmination of my life, mm-hmm. you know, from my rearing to the music business, exiting, becoming a full-time entrepreneur. It's the live version of the book. So I'm giving entrepreneurs, music people, and people who are trying to figure out, you know, what's my next step, an opportunity to come to Charlotte, January 12th, 13th, 14th, and 15th, and be a part of something really special. The 12th and 13th, we're doing live auditions at Crown Plaza Station between 12 and 9, which will give artists, local artists, national artists, an opportunity to come in and audition for some superstar executive friends of mine. Mm-hmm. On the 14th and 15th, we'll have panels and discussions with some amazing folks. Burrell Wilkes, who's the vice chair of Mayweather's gym franchises. We have Yolanda Carter, who's one of the biggest attorneys in Atlanta. We have, you know, panels on hip hop and spirituality, how to get hot in real estate in the Charlotte marketplace. And then Sunday night, we'll have the grand finale, which those people who've auditioned, someone will have an opportunity to walk away with $10,000 that night that I'll Zelle into their account. After, you know, the judging process is end and we found, you know, the person who will get that 10K to bet on himself. So I'm super excited about this because it comes back to, once again, giving back and giving the opportunity for people to take their power as well as network with some folks they may never have an opportunity to meet before.
Okay. Is it possible for folks who maybe aren't in that area or can't make it to North Carolina to
live stream?
Exactly. Okay. Is our website? Yeah. Let's plug the website.
It's,
so folks,
it's your time. It's your time. Conference.com is okay. Where you can sign up, or you can come to my website, BennyPugh.com, and all my socials are at BennyPugh, but it's your time. Conference.com is where people can come and be a part of this revolutionary event.
I love it. And I love that you plugged your socials as well. So for those that are listening for those little nuggets, like I said, big footprints, real easy to tap in and follow the story and get some inspiration and a bit of a roadmap from where you are to where you're trying to be. Before we go, let's do one more plug of the book and where folks can get that.
So the book is On Impact, Life Leadership and Betting on Yourself. You can find it wherever books are sold, Amazon, Barnes and Noble, any and everywhere, but be a part of it. And don't just buy one. Buy one for someone special, someone you care about. Mm-hmm. And it's a great, great Christmas gift.
I love that. All right. Well, thank you very much for coming on the show today and sharing your story. Once again, today's guest is veteran music executive, entrepreneur, and author, Mr. Benny Pugh. And before we go, I'll leave you with this. Delivering for us today just a small sampling of the unique collection of stories included in his new book, sharing with us some of the experiences that helped shape him, from his business career's humble beginnings as an 11-year-old paperboy to being scouted on a comedy club stage by a Motown executive to sitting in the most coveted seats in the music industry. Not to be debated, Mr. Benny Pugh is clearly a riveting example of someone that is living consciously, passionately, and in their purpose. Connecting this information to our own internal compasses, the blueprint of his life's success is one that we can each create our own variation of, with adherence to just a single acronym, IMPACT. Intuition, mastery, pivot, authenticity, connections, and teamwork. With that, let us leave today's conversation encouraged, inspired, and committed to creating an exceptional impact. This has been a production of the Black Information Network. Today's show was produced by Chris Thompson. Have some thoughts you'd like to share? Use the red microphone talkback feature on the iHeartRadio app. While you're there, be sure to hit subscribe and download all of our episodes. I'm your host, Ramses Ja, on all social media. Join us tomorrow as we share our news with our voice from our perspective, right here on the Black Information Network Daily Podcast.
This show is sponsored by BetterHelp. It's a simple truth. No matter who you are, mental health challenges can affect you, and how you manage them can make all the difference. That's why everyone should have access to mental health support that meets them where they are and helps them get through. BetterHelp provides online therapy on your schedule. It's flexible, simple to use, and more affordable than in-person therapy. Connect with a licensed therapist selected just for you. Learn more at BetterHelp.com. That's BetterHelp.com.
Danielle Moody here, host of the Woke AF Daily podcast. We've been with iHeart for a year, and what a year it has been. As we head deeper into 2024 and yet another life-changing election cycle, Woke AF Daily is here to keep you sane and woke. Make Woke AF Daily your podcast destination for 2024 election news and analysis. Listen to Woke AF Daily Season 5 on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
The Therapy for Black Girls podcast is your space to explore mental health, personal development, and all of the small decisions we can make to become the best possible versions of ourselves. I'm your host, Dr. Joy Harden Bradford, a licensed psychologist in Atlanta, Georgia, and I can't wait for you to join the conversation every Wednesday. Listen to the Therapy for Black Girls podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts. Take good care, and we'll see you there.